this is absurd in the extreme. This this raid on my home was designed to have a chilling effect, to make me think twice about speaking out, about writing, about doing podcasts. And as I told the FBI, and I'll tell you now, there isn't a snowball's chance in hell that I'll back down because I'm doing nothing wrong. Today, the United States government declared war on me. They declared war on my ability to write, my ability to speak, my ability to interact with the American people, and indeed with a broader international audience. So be it. We're at war. It's not a war I plan on losing.
Scott Ritter. Well, another RT contributor, former Senate aide to Joe Biden, Tara Reid, has repeatedly stated she's been harassed by the FBI too, and says there's an ongoing witch hunt for Americans who hold a different point of view.
He spoke out against the war in Iraq and revealed that the government lied, the U.S. government lied about the weapons of mass destruction. He spoke out. George Galloway famously spoke out, and he was a whistleblower. He has been a whistleblower. And then, you know, he was put in prison for charges that he was, convicted of. And he did his time. He's served his sentence. So I don't think it's related to that sentencing at all. I think, again, it's just a pattern of what you're seeing in the United States, which is the surveillance state, an authoritative government that, you know, we have the illusion of free speech. We have that illusion of a right to travel. But in reality, it's only allowed if we say what the, you know, United States wants people to say. Otherwise, you're at risk. Many say that are unfortunately the intelligence cabal has really taken over the United States government. And I think you have seen that pretty clearly just in the recent events around the 2024 election.